Today's conservative pulse, unwavering valor, border battles, and America's global stance. In today's edition, we dive headfirst into the fervent debates and critical insights from the forefront of conservative thought leadership. Our primetime lineup, the Ingraham Angle, Jesse Waters Primetime, and Sean Hannity, has once again illuminated the issues at the heart of America's future. From the strategic might displayed in the Middle East to the political theater unraveling at our borders, and the indomitable spirit of conservative resolve, we bring you a synthesis of today's most pressing narratives. These shows offer a beacon of wisdom in tumultuous times, championing the conservative ethos with a blend of humor, critique, and unwavering patriotism. Join us as we navigate through the complexities of policy, military strategy, and the enduring American values that guide our path forward. The Ingraham Angle strikes again, a no-holds-barred dive into politics. In the latest episode of The Ingraham Angle, Laura Ingraham once again shakes up the airwaves with her boundless energy and sharp political insight, reminiscent of a conservative radio host icon known for his riveting delivery. With a flair for blending humor with hard-hitting analysis, Ingraham doesn't shy away from the tough topics, maintaining the perfect balance between wit and wisdom throughout the show. Ingraham kicks off with a critical look into the U.S. military's latest air assault on various sites in Iraq and Syria. In response to a drone attack by Iranian-backed militias, the U.S. flexes its military might, signaling a strong message against aggression. However, with the Iraqi military spokesperson accusing the U.S. of sovereignty violation and unverified videos of the damage circulating, the situation raises eyebrows and questions about the effectiveness and potential escalations of such actions. The show raises a crucial question. If these strikes are indeed a step towards deterrence, as claimed by the Biden administration, or could they possibly lead to a tangled web of further conflict and chaos in the region? Critics of the current administration pounce on the opportunity to demand stronger and more immediate responses, while the air of uncertainty looms large over the objectives and consequences of these military attacks. Transitioning from international conflict to domestic policy drama, Ingraham shifts the focus to the contentious bipartisan border bill brewing in Washington. Allegations of secrecy and lack of transparency swirl as the so-called negotiated border agreement remains shrouded in mystery. With both sides of the political aisle playing their cards close to their chest, Ingraham lambasts what she sees as a political charade aimed at scoring points rather than addressing the fundamentals of border security and immigration reform. But it's not all serious analysis and critique. The Ingraham Angle wouldn't be complete without a healthy dose of satire and humor. Ingraham masterfully mocks the political theatrics surrounding the border bill negotiations, drawing comparisons to a made-for-TV drama, complete with twists, turns, and last-minute reveals. Yet beneath the laughter lies a stinging critique of the political process, where speed takes precedence over substance, leaving Americans craving a more transparent and thoughtful approach to governance. Through it all, Ingraham maintains her signature style, a mixture of entertaining commentary, insightful analysis, and unabashed advocacy for conservative values. With her finger on the pulse of America's political heartbeat, Ingraham continues to challenge the status quo, offering her viewers a refreshing perspective on the day's most pressing issues. Whether you agree with her or not, one thing's for certain. The Ingraham Angle is a must-watch for anyone seeking a lively and informative take on the world of politics. The wacky world of Waters, drones, deterrence, and debates. Hold onto your hats, folks, because the latest episode of Jesse Waters' World was nothing short of a roller coaster ride, ricocheting through the maze of geopolitics, military might, and the perennial conservative quest for a strong America. It's as if someone threw a grenade of truth into the usual dull political discourse, blowing the lid off with a bang that would make even fireworks jealous. The show kicked off with a bang, diving headfirst into the murky waters of U.S. military retaliation against Iranian-backed militias. Picture this, over 85 targets pummeled, courtesy of American might, in a gesture that was more like a slap with a velvet glove than a knockout punch. This, my friends, is what happens when you bring a knife to a drone fight. a somewhat feeble attempt at showing muscle in the geopolitically charged sandbox of Iraq and Syria. Let's get this straight. The administration, in all its wisdom, decided to play tic-tac-toe with airstrikes, meticulously avoiding causing too much of a ruckus lest they wake the bear, or in this case, the Ayatollah. It was like watching a heavyweight boxer throwing shadow punches. All the motion, none of the impact. 6 days of thumb-twiddling later, we struck, ensuring everyone and their mother saw it coming. The Iron Fist of America, ladies and gents, now comes dressed in a velvet glove and a calendar invite for the enemy to evacuate. Oh, the suspense. Political vaudeville aside, Waters and his cavalcade of military experts didn't mince words, slashing through the administration's narrative with the precision of a well-aimed drone. The consensus? This was military theater, a performance worthy of Broadway, minus the applause. The real questions loom large. Who did we actually deter? And what does this squabble score mean for America's standing in this rough neighborhood we call the Middle East? Switching gears with the agility of a seasoned radio DJ, the show didn't stop at world affairs. Oh no, it barreled through the domestic realm with a focus sharp enough to slice through steel. From the implications of open U.S. borders to the antics of anti-conservative social warriors infiltrating every nook and cranny of American life, Waters and his cohorts served up a conservative critique that was both fiery and factual. The blend of serious political analysis with a sprinkle of humor was akin to enjoying a perfectly seasoned steak, satisfying with a kick that lingers. What stood out was how Jesse Waters' world echoed the soul of conservative America, channeling the frustration, the fervor, and the unyielding belief in core American values. It's a testament to the tireless spirit of those who see the warts and all but love their country fiercely, ready to stand in the breach. In every quip, every analysis, and every pointed critique, the essence of an iconic conservative viewpoint was unmistakable. There's a rhythm to this conservative rally cry, a heartbeat that pulses with the love of country, the respect for military valor, and an unshakable belief in the American dream. And in the wacky world of Waters, this heartbeat becomes a thunderous drumroll, rallying conservatives far and wide. So if you're craving a concoction of wit, wisdom, and a dash of sarcasm, all served in the highball glass of conservative punditry, Jesse Waters' world is your poison. Buckle up, Buttercup. It's going to be a bumpy, exhilarating ride through the good, the bad, and the undeniably conservative. Tales of Tumult, the Hannity show unveils a new chapter in the chronicles of conservative courage. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another roller coaster ride through the political landscape as Hannity, on the Fox News Channel, cracks open yet another chapter in what could only be described as the ongoing chronicles of conservative courage. Brace yourselves, we're diving headlong into a world where conservative values are clung to like a life buoy in a stormy sea of liberal tempests. And trust me, tonight's episode did not disappoint. It was an electrifying display of wit meets wisdom, all wrapped up with that unyielding commitment to the truth that makes the show a beacon for conservative minds. In the spotlight tonight, the increasingly fiery debates around national security and foreign policy took the stage. The show served up a generous helping of analysis on the retaliatory airstrikes initiated by the U.S. in the Middle East. With a strategic stroke, Hannity peeled back the layers on this complex issue, revealing the essence of conservative values: strength, decisiveness, and unwavering protection of American lives and interests. This isn't just about flexing military muscle. It's a testament to the belief in standing firm against adversaries to ensure peace through strength. But wait, there's more. The conversation didn't stop at foreign policy. Oh no, my friends. The show took a sharp turn into the domestic realm, tackling the economy with gusto. Here, Hannity morphed into a titan of truth, challenging narratives around fiscal policies with a blend of hard facts and razor-sharp analysis. The message was clear: a conservative approach to economic stewardship, emphasizing freedom, enterprise, and individual responsibility, holds the key to unleashing prosperity. Just when you thought it couldn't get any more exhilarating, Hannity dove headfirst into the cultural battles that are shaping the soul of the nation. With the precision of a surgeon and the passion of a preacher, The show dissected issues ranging from educational freedoms to the sanctity of life, all through a conservative lens. It was a vivid reminder that the cultural wars are not just skirmishes over policies, but a fundamental struggle over the values that should guide our society. What set tonight's episode apart was not just the topics discussed, but the manner in which they were tackled. Imagine, if you will, a blend of gladiatorial combat and a high-wire ballet, where intellect and wit danced around each other in a dazzling display of conservative commentary. Hannity has once again shown that it's not just about delivering the news. It's about stoking the flames of critical thought, challenging the status quo, and arming its audience with the insights to champion conservative principles in their everyday lives. So there you have it, folks. A night on Hannity that was as enlightening as it was entertaining, painting a vivid picture of a conservative movement that is both resilient and resurgent. Amidst the cacophony of the 24-hour news cycle, this show stands as a clarion call for conservatives to rally, reflect, and respond with the courage of their convictions. It's a tale of tumult, no doubt, but also one of triumphant tenacity. And in the heart of every viewer, it kindles the hope that the chapters yet unwritten will be filled with tales of victory for the conservative cause. Rallying cry for the conservative heart. As we conclude today's journey through the insights and analyses that define our conservative discourse, let us remember the power of unity, the strength of our convictions, and the unwavering resolve that shapes our great nation. The Ingram Angle, Jesse Waters Primetime, and Sean Hannity not only challenge the status quo, but also remind us of the battles fought and the victories yet to be won. In the spirit of the conservative giants upon whose shoulders we stand, let this newsletter serve as a rallying cry for every American who believes in the principles of liberty, justice, and the unyielding pursuit of truth. Stand firm in your beliefs, engage with purpose, and let us march forward together, fortified by the wisdom of our conservative leaders and the indomitable spirit of the American dream.